God never called men to be great. He only called them to follow Him.
Each week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello, another beautiful Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounts. It is good to be able to come right back in your homes again today with a beautiful message of Something to Believe In.
Call me a dreamer, 'cause I call it mine. Heaven, I don't care. Call me crazy, for I'm so homesick for it. Yet I have never been there. Call me a stranger, 'cause that's all I am. I know I don't belong. Call me anything, but when He calls me, call me gone. Yes, call me gone. I'll be leaving. Call me gone. You'll be grieving if you're left here without Jesus to call on. Heartaches, call me gone. That's all it takes for me to hear Him call me and gone.
You know, I've been called a lot of things in my lifetime, and well, smart just wasn't one of them. But I was smart enough one day to let Jesus Christ become the Lord of my life, and I called it quits to a whole lot of sinning. And because of that commitment, well, some folks think I'm funny. They laugh, call me foolish, but let them go ahead and laugh. Because you see, that don't really bother me at all. For even a fool can see the shape this world's in, she's just about to fall. But as long as I let Jesus call the shots, why, I got nothing to worry about. And when that roll is called up yonder, don't you call me, 'cause I'll not be here, because I'm going to be gone.
Just call me gone. Oh, I'll be leaving. Call me gone. You'll be grieving if you're left here without Jesus to call on. Heartaches, call me gone. That's all it takes is for me to hear Him call me gone. Yeah, when Jesus calls for me, just call me gone.
Well, let me begin this morning by saying I certainly do appreciate you opening your homes, your convalescent places, the penitentiaries, wherever you are, that we might once again come in and minister to you the great message of Something to Believe In. And I am Reverend Tommy Mounts. I pastor the Painter James Church over here in the West Virginia area. And we're so blessed to be on your radio station here out of Roanoke, Virginia. And we're also blessed to be on the streaming side, because through the streaming, many people are receiving the broadcast. And God has certainly blessed us. Who would have ever dreamed that our radio ministry would be reaching out in so many areas? But I hope today that you're there and you're enjoying the broadcast. Maybe a song, a message, or something we can say that will give you strength and encouragement. Because in this day of discouragement, that's what it's all about, is finding that there is something to believe in. First of all, believe in yourself. Secondly, believe in God, because all things are possible to them that will believe. Well, let's go right now and begin our broadcast by doing this beautiful song here. I really like this song. I hope you enjoy it. It says, "My cup is overflowing."
I never made a fortune, and it's probably now too late. But I don't worry about that much, because I'm happy anyhow. As I go along life's journey, I'm reaping much better than I sowed, for I'm drinking from the saucer for my cup is overflowed. Don't have a lot of riches. Sometimes the going gets mighty rough. But I got a kid that loves me, and that makes me rich enough. I just thank God for His blessings and the mercy that He has bestowed. For I'm drinking from the saucer, 'cause my cup has overflowed. And I remember the times when things really went wrong, and my faith got so very thin. And then all at once the dark clouds broke through again, and the old sun broke, and the sunshine began to shine. So Lord, help me now not to gripe about the rough roads that I've hoed, because I'm drinking from the saucer, 'cause my cup, it's overflowed. And if God gives me the strength and the courage, when the way gets steep and rough, I won't ask for other blessings, because I'm already blessed enough. And may I never be too busy to help another bear his load. Then I'll just keep on drinking from the saucer, for my cup has overflowed.
Well, I do hope that you're enjoying the broadcast, enjoying the message that we preach. We've been down through the radio ministry for many years now, and God is certainly blessed. We've already heard some comments on the broadcast here out of the Roanoke Valley, and we certainly do appreciate that. We certainly love to hear from you. I'd like to know that you are receiving the broadcast. You know, I'm not a man pleaser, or I'm not a lady pleaser, but we like to know if people are pleased with the broadcast, because we're a very personal preacher. We believe that radio ministry ought to be very personal. In other words, we're just sitting here talking to you, playing you a few songs, bringing you a message. Who knows? I may be able to reach someone that no one else can, and then again, others can reach those that I can't. So that's what radio ministry is all about. I've been in the radio ministry all my life. I was converted, by the way, here in Roanoke, Virginia, up on Memorial Avenue over there in the Southwest. We lived there I left Roanoke here in 1960 and went to West Virginia, and we've been doing our ministry there since 1962. I was converted in 1962 on the sidewalks here in Roanoke, Virginia. So we're not a newcomer to this ministry. We're not a newcomer to radio ministry, but we're a brand new child of God. Every day is a brand new day with Him. And God's used me, and God's blessed me, and I'd love to hear from you. Maybe you're hearing the broadcast, and maybe we knew each other back through the years, and we haven't met each other for many years, and you'd just like to drop me a card and say that you're hearing the broadcast. I certainly would appreciate it. And then also, you can pick up the streaming audio off the 910 here in Roanoke Valley, and then also you can pick us up on stbi.org and go in there and get our radio ministry. So, and if you do, I wish you would just go ahead and sign the guest book and let me know that you went in there. Okay, without any more talk or hesitation, let's go right back now and do another beautiful song for you.
Oh, I must be close to that heavenly shore, and the sounds that I hear coming from heaven's door. 'Cause lately I hear a sweet melody, and it sure sounds like angels to me.
And it sure
sounds like angels to me, and it seems to be coming from over the sea.
Oh, I've never heard the sweet harmony.
Our Lord will return. This could be
hour when I've joined my voice with that heavenly choir. And on Zion Hill we'll be singing. It sure sounds like angels to me.
And it sure sounds like angels to me.
And it seems to be coming from over the sea.
And I
who teach their own ideals are trying to get honor for themselves. But those who try to bring honor to the one who sent him speak the truth. And there is nothing false in them. Moses gave the law, but none of you obeyed it. How you like your eggs? When you go into a restaurant and you walk up to the and you get a seat, the host sets you down. You take the menu out and you begin to read the menu and you say, well, I'll take two eggs and I'll take an order of bacon and a little bit of toast on the side. She speaks back to you and she says, how do you want them? Well, I like mine cooked to death. I like them hard. And I tell her, I said, I want them just as hard as you can get them. I like my bacon a little bit tender, though, if you don't mind. Don't like it cooked to death. Well, Martha's sitting across from me. She said, I want mine sunny side up. And I want you to be sure, don't harden the yaller. I like to break the yaller because I like the yaller of the egg. Well, supposing you were with 10 or 12 people. Every one of them wants it different. One wants hardball, one wants sunny side up, one wants turned over lightly, one wants turned up lightly. Some wants poached, some... It's just so many different ways. Can you imagine that poor cook when he gets 15 different orders and every one of them's different? And then when they bring it back to the table out of 15 orders, someone looks at it and says, mine ain't right. This ain't the way I wanted it. You know, me and Martha can't even agree on a pizza. I'm serious. We have trouble ordering a pizza. Because Martha, she likes them old hot banana peppers. Well, I like the green peppers. And then Martha likes them old black olives. Well, they're all well and good, but what happens, we finally order the pizza, and I tell them, I say, make half of it banana peppers and half of it green peppers. I say, I can just imagine what they're thinking, you know. But anyhow, when it comes home, I tell Martha, I say, Martha, you ruined my pizza. Them old banana peppers, and they get hot, and them old black olives, they get hot, and that juice flows out of them and gets over on my side. I eat it because I got to eat it. As long as Martha likes it, I've got to put up with it, you see. So anyhow, I say to Martha, I say, Martha, that's not the way I wanted it. And you know, this morning, I want to talk on how do we want our Christianity. It seems to me that that's what God is saying to us today. You see, if you read back there in the 6th chapter, that's exactly what Jesus ran into. Now, He said, I could have told you some fleshly things. And He said, I told you spiritual things. And I told you the simple plan, but you don't want it. That's what He said. Hey, they said, it's too hard for us. And Jesus said to that congregation, I don't care how you want it, that's the way it's got to be. He said, no man cometh to the Father except through and by me. And Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. I don't care, that's not the way I want it. The Bible said a man who would come up any other way is the same as a thief and a robber. And there's only one way to heaven, and Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. And a lot of people say, I don't want it that way. Nicodemus come to Jesus by night, you remember? I've often wondered why he came at night, because I think he didn't want the other people to see him coming. And he comes to Jesus and he says to Jesus, good master, what must I do? And Jesus said, Nicodemus, you must be born again. Nicodemus, he could not understand it. He said, how can this happen, being an old man? Must I enter into my mother's womb and be born again? Jesus said, no, that is born of flesh is flesh. That is born of spirit is spirit. Is that hard to understand? There is a difference. Just because you got born fleshly don't mean you're born spiritually. And a lot of people say, well, I don't have to be born again. Jesus said, marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to do right. Everybody wants to belong to the church, but nobody really wants the experience of conversion, because we want it our way. And when you read the Bible, you'll find that that was the biggest problem Jesus had with the church that day and time. Because you see, they were used to doing it one way, and Jesus come along and said, this is the way, this is the truth, this is the life. And they said, oh, these are hard sayings. So they left him and went away. Now notice, if we drop down into the 7th chapter, we find that a lot of people are only living on sensationalism. A lot of people are only moved by sensationalism. A lot of folks today think if you don't get a sensation out of it, it ain't real. I have never understood what a dead church is. I've heard the terminology. I've heard a lot of people talk about, boy, that was a dead church. Now, let me tell you something, folks. When you stand and you sing the old rugged cross, or the song Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound, and someone prays, and you break the bread of life, and you hear the preached word, and can you truly go home and say that was a dead service? Well, you know why you might say it's a dead service? Because it wasn't what you really wanted to have. It's not what you really wanted to hear. And we say, well, we had a dead service. Are we only a see and tell church today? And you get caught up in that sensationalism. And you've got to watch it. You've got to get carried away. And I have not done anything wrong with getting carried away in the Spirit. It'd be good every now and then to take a trip into the outer limits of the Spirit of God. I really think it would be. But folks, we can't get caught up in sensationalism. A lot of folks today, a lot of preachers, and I'm going to preach on me, a lot of preachers are not preaching for God. They only want to be seen and heard of men. Did you not know the Bible said we cannot be men pleasers? Is that what Christianity is all about, is stand before the great congregation so they can say, boy, there's a great man. There's nothing wrong with giving honor where honor's due. But you see, folks, when you're looking at me, you're not seeing the God that I'm here to represent. When you look at this pulpit and you see Tommy Mounts, then you ain't seeing the Christ that should be seen in my life. But you see, folks, what I'm saying here, Jesus said, hey, this ain't to be, I'm not going to be doing it to be seen a man. I don't want to be seen a man. I don't want to show my power. I don't want to show my authority. I don't want the people follow me for the fish and the loaves and the miracles. I want them to follow me because they love me.
Now, you were just a little fella, son, the night your mama died. You don't remember it now, but we were right there by mama's side. Your ma had this sickness, boy, from all the work she'd done. She prayed all her life that God would let her raise you just to be 21. Now, me and you never moved to town, boy. We just kept on living out here. And life's been pretty tough, son, for the past 21 years. I remember when you were a young fella, I used to take you to church. And to see my boy in the choir with all the other children just kind of give your old dad part of church. You sound like a little angel, boy, and to fall you did look sweet. Even though your little ragged breeches came halfway down to your skinny knees. After the service was over, it filled your pa's heart with joy when the preacher would pat you on the head and say, Mr. Brown, you sure got a fine little boy. Then me and you would get in the wagon, boy, and you'd look over at me and smile. Then I would hand you the line to let you drive the team for a while. Oh, yeah,
You and me, we've had a lot of fun. We've smiled through a lot of tears. And I wished you could have been my little boy for another million years. But it is so true, son, that time takes its toll. That's why boys grow up and men grow old. Yes, it's been tough for you and me, too, son. And I've prayed that God would let me raise you to be 21. But tonight my life's just about over. My work here on earth is just about done. Maybe now I'll go to see the Lord and live with your mama. Because tonight, son, you're 21.
Now, as we leave the air today, the good announcer will give you our address of where you can drop us a card or a letter. And then also, if you'd like a CD of our music, Martha and I have been singing for many years, and we have a CD out. And also, if you'd like to receive the broadcast, we have that on CD. We would see that you get that. But if you go into the Internet and dot in STVI, you can reach back. We have several sermons in there, and there's some great pictures of Martha and I, and over here in West Virginia, and we're going to be putting more pictures in that into the website. We're just a kind of a personal preacher, preaching a personal message to personal people. You see, we're just all old sinners, been saved by grace, and God saved us, and God's using us for His glory. And who knows, you may need an uplifting. I was doing a message not long ago over here in West Virginia, which we're also on two other radio stations here. And I was doing a song, He Can Put You Back Together Again. I received a letter from a truck driver going down the road, and his life had become a shamble. His family had become a shamble, and he heard that message, heard that song, and wrote me a letter and said, "Tommy, can God do that for me?" I said, "He certainly can." I sent him the song. I sent him the broadcast for that Sunday. He dropped me a letter about a month later and said, "You know, God's doing just exactly what you said He'd do." Hey, folks, this thing is real. God's real. I'm real. You're real. And if God be for me, there's no power that can stand against me. So you know what I'd do if I had a problem, a situation? I'd trust in God. You see, sometimes you've got to come to the bottom of the barrel, but God lives even in the bottom of the barrel. So why don't you just turn it over to God and let Him take care of your problem? Let's go right back now. I think I'll just do the song that I mentioned a while ago. It says, "I'm just an old sinner. I've been saved by grace."
If you could see what I once was, if you could go with me back to where I started from, then I know just what you'd see. A miracle of love that took me in its sweet embrace and made me what I am today. An old sinner saved by grace. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. Condemned to death, He took my place. Now I live and breathe in freedom. With each breath of life I take, I'm loved and forgiven. I'm back with the living. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. How could I boast of anything I've ever seen or done? How could I dare to claim as mine the victories God has won? Where would I be had God not brought me gently to this place? I'm here to say I'm nothing but an old sinner saved by grace. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. When I stood condemned to death, He took my loved, I'm forgiven. I'm back with the living. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. Now I live and breathe in freedom. With each breath of life I take, I'm loved, I'm forgiven. I'm back with the living. I'm just a
day that you have enjoyed the broadcast. Let me have prayer with you. Will you do that? Maybe you're sick. Maybe you're never given your life to Christ. Well, what better time than to do it right now? Maybe you're just a shut-in, and maybe you're sitting there all by yourself. You can't get out and go to the house of God. Well, we have brought the gospel to you by the means of radio. Father, right now we touch the throne of grace. This is the day you said you have made for us, and we can rejoice and be glad therein. And Father, we refuse to be any other way. We refuse to be a failure. We refuse to say that you can't, because we believe that you can. We believe you can save. We believe that you can heal. We believe that you can bring deliverance to the captive and set at liberty those who have been bruised and bound. And Father, because it's not by might, you said it wasn't by power, but you said it's by your Spirit. And oh, Holy Spirit, I thank you for being with me on this broadcast today. I thank you for reaching out across the airways and touching the heart, whispering into the ears, convincing and convicting, and most of all, just letting the people know that God be for them, there is no power that can stand against them. Greater is He, my friend, that's in you than he that's in the world. Believe it, trust it. If God said it, I believe it, and God said it, whether I believe it or not, He'll still do it. He'll do it just exactly for me and you. Well, goodbye, and may God bless you until the same time next Sunday.